Hello, and welcome to Nature's Remedies. I'm Dr. Tim Hagney, and every week I'll be discussing natural approaches to health. Today, I want to illustrate the power of homeopathy by an example of an autistic child, treated by Lou Klein, a teacher of homeopaths from British Columbia. This child had Asperger syndrome, a type of autism where the person is precocious intellectually, yet has a difficult time making connections with people. This child was described as being in his own world oftentimes, yet brilliant in certain areas that interest him, like electricity. He has outbursts of rage to where he's also been diagnosed with oppositional defiant disorder. He's extremely sensitive to pain, reacting beyond anything reasonable to a small thing. In the interview, he had a rather sleepy look to him. His mother says he can sit for 2 hours just daydreaming. He's 10 years old. The remedy chosen for him was cola, a plant remedy in the same family as chocolate. After the remedy, the child was vastly improved, with the rages gone, and the child finally engaging other people in a healthy way. Cola is a remedy where the patient is as if in a bubble, overprotected by parents. They are oversensitive, yet they can also have a feeling of invincibility. Like all caffeine drugs, there's an internal restlessness. The mind's always going. They can look intoxicated. There could be a dullness, and this remedy can treat the effects of psychedelic drugs. In all plant remedies, there's more of an issue of being a victim than a perpetrator. I must stress here that cola will not treat all people with Asperger syndrome, yet it can be a leading remedy for the homeopath to consider. With the right remedy in any emotional behavioral case, the response is usually on a deeper level than using vitamins or herbs. Yet all these things could certainly have a place in treatment, including perhaps dealing with food allergies as well. So thanks for listening. This has been Dr. Tim Hagney with another Nature's Remedies, and I look forward to speaking with you again next week.